Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand to hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. An international summit aimed at finalizing peace agreement to end war in Gaza to take place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction being observed today globally. And in badminton, BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 set to begin in Guwahati this morning. And now the news in detail. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand arrived in New Delhi last night on a two-day official visit to India. She will hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that Ms. Anand's visit to India will help build on the positive momentum in India-Canada relations by revitalizing bilateral mechanisms, deepening economic cooperation, and further strengthening people-to-people ties. Anita Anand's visit to India comes after Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Canadian PM Mark Carney held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the G7 Leaders' Summit in Canada's Kananaskis in June this year. An international summit aimed at finalizing a peace agreement to end the war in Gaza is set to take place in Egypt's Red Sea resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh today. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Donald Trump will co-chair the meeting, which is expected to draw leaders from more than 20 countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is also scheduled to attend it. The summit will focus on ending hostilities in the Gaza Strip, advancing regional peace efforts, and ushering in a new phase of security and stability across West Asia. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, will represent India at the Gaza Peace Summit. In a social media post, the Union Minister revealed his arrival in Cairo as special representative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the Gaza Peace Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday welcomed the agreement on the first phase of peace plan by Israel and Hamas. More from our correspondent.
The gathering comes in light of United States President Donald Trump's vision for achieving peace in the region and his efforts to end conflicts around the world. Cairo said that the summit is designed to finalize an agreement aimed at ending the war in Gaza and rally international support for the second phase of Trump's peace plan, which seeks to disarm Hamas and create a new governing body in the Strip. However, neither Israel nor Hamas will participate in the event, and the Palestinian Authority is also not attending. The summit follows a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas that entered into effect on Friday after 3 days of intensive negotiations in Sharm el-Sheikh between the two sides, mediated by Egypt, Qatar, Turkey and the United States. The first phase of the plan includes Israeli troop withdrawals from Gaza and the opening of crossings for aid and the release of hostages and prisoners. Under the agreement, Hamas has time until Monday to release all Israeli hostages, including 20 who are believed to be alive and the remains of up to 28 deceased hostages. Vinod Kumar, Kashwani News, Dubai.
In US, 4 people were killed and at least 20 injured in a shooting incident at a restaurant in a South Carolina island town today. In a statement, the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called to Willie Bar and Grill on St. Helena Island just before 1 a.m. and found several people suffering from gunshot wounds. Of those injured, 4 are in critical condition. The sheriff's office said it was investigating the incident but declined to provide further details. The office declined to release the names of those killed pending notification of family members. Hundreds of people were there at the time of the shooting, the sheriff's office said. St. Helena Island is known as an epicenter of a culture of people descended from African slaves known as Gullah Geechee. The bar and grill where the shooting occurred describes itself as serving authentic Gullah cuisine. Afghanistan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi warned Pakistan that Kabul has other options if Islamabad does not seek good relations and peace. Speaking about the ongoing conflict between the two countries during a media briefing in Delhi, the Afghan Foreign Minister stated that Afghanistan will continue to protect its sovereignty. Mr. Muttaki stressed that while a few sections of Pakistan are attempting to deteriorate the situation, the people of Pakistan desire peaceful relations with Afghanistan. On being asked about women journalists not being invited to his press briefing a few days ago, the Afghan foreign minister said it was a technical issue as the briefing was held on a short notice and a short list of journalists was decided. He claimed that there was no other intention apart from this. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details on these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. Cameroonians in an election today that could see Africa's oldest leader extend his rule by another 7 years. Analysts have predicted a victory for President Paul Biya. Now 92, he would be 99 by the time his term finishes. He first came to power in 1982 following the resignation of Cameroon's first president, Amadou Ahidjo, and has ruled the country since then. Biya was declared the winner of 7 subsequent elections. Cameroon has seen just 2 leaders since independence in 1960. However, cracks may be appearing in Biya's image. His health was routinely been a topic of speculation as he spends most of his time in Europe, leaving day-to-day governing to key party officials and family members. There are also speculations that the opposition candidate Issa Chiroma Bakare may win due to Biya's age and his long track record of running Cameroon. The International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction is being observed today globally. This day encourages every citizen to take part in building more disaster-resilient communities. The theme for this year is Fund Resilience, Not Disasters, that calls for increase the funding for disaster risk reduction in public and international budgets and ensuring all development and private investments are risk-informed and resilient. The International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction was started in 1989 after a call by the United Nations General Assembly to promote a global culture of risk awareness and disaster reduction. Moving on to the world of sports. In badminton, the BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 is set to begin at the National Centre of Excellence in Guwahati, Assam today. We have more from Sports Desk.
This is the second time that India is hosting the championship after 2008. All eyes will be on star Indian shuttlers including Tanvi Sharma, Unnati Hooda, Ronak Chauhan and Suryaksh Rawat. Earlier, India won bronze in the mixed team championship that concluded on Saturday at the same venue. Next, we have from the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup where India suffered defeat in a thrilling high-scoring match against Australia in Visakhapatnam last night. Despite a fantastic effort with the bat, India couldn't defend their massive total of 330 runs as Australia pulled off the highest ever successful run chase in women's ODI history. Moving to football, India will face host Kyrgyz Republic in Group G opening game of AFC Under-17 Women's Asia Cup China 2026 qualifiers in Bishkek this evening. Last we have from hockey, junior Indian team registered a comfortable 4-2 win over New Zealand to continue their winning run in the Sultan of Johor Cup 2025 in Malaysia yesterday. India will next face their arch rivals Pakistan tomorrow. Chirag Joy, Sports Desk.
And in cricket, West Indies were 202 for 2 wickets against India in first session on day 4 of second test match at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi this morning. The visitors are currently trailing by 68 runs. West Indies resumed their second innings at an overnight score of 173 for 2. Earlier in first innings, Rawson Chase led side got bundled out for just 248 runs in response to India's 518 run mark that made hosts to enforce follow-on over visitors. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Canada's Foreign Minister Anita Anand to hold talks with External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal in New Delhi today. An international summit aimed at finalizing peace agreement to end war in Gaza to take place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt. International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction being observed today globally. And in badminton, BWF World Junior Individual Championship 2025 set to begin in Guwahati this morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.